And hello and welcome to another Health Matters, coming to you from the studios of Noongar Radio here in Perth. It was just announced last week in the budget that smokes are about to have a major price hike. The hikes will be added to rollies as well as cigars and will take effect on the 1st of September each year for the next 4 years. So what a great time to consider quitting. If quitting is something you want to consider, in the studio we have a team of experts joining us today to talk about how you can do this. And joining us in the studio, let's try and get them to introduce us. And on my right, which would be
Dishan Weerasuriya.
Yeah.
And Jen Keane.
Okay, and
Jodie Hanson.
And also
Emily Box.
Yeah, okay, and welcome to the studios here at Noongar Radio. Well, Dishan, what is the government doing to promote the quit smoking message and to support smokers throughout WA?
Well, thanks very much, Jeff. Look, I am based in the Department of Health, and we oversee a number of health promotion policy and also an area of legislation for tobacco control in Western Australia. We work with a range of organisations to promote the quit smoking message and to support smokers across the state. Two of our key partners in this work are the Cancer Council WA, and Emily is representing them today. We fund the Cancer Council to provide support and to deliver population-based tobacco control messages and mass media campaigns. And also the QALT team, or the Quitline Aboriginal Liaison Team, we call them QALT for short. Yep. Jodie and Jen are representing them today. They're based at the Mental Health Commission, and they develop a community engagement project, which is an initiative that aims to enhance and support the a culturally secure service for Aboriginal people in Western Australia.
Yeah, and what do you work in partnerships?
Look, it's about sharing knowledge, experience and our networks. It's also about making the best use of limited resources and also extending the reach of messages, getting to the right people, and also trying to make sure that there aren't any gaps.
And hopefully today's program will reach those right people and fill in those gaps.
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and yeah, also another question before we go to a song. How does WA Health coordinate these programs?
We invest in programs through government contracting, and we also use the contracting process to ensure that our key objectives are met, and also that the broader goals about reducing smoking-related harm are met. We also ensure that the programs are planned and that actually follow a framework that we actually set for the state, the Health Promotion Strategic Framework. And because we have a limited budget, it's really important that these programs are evaluated and that they actually do what we plan to do, and that we can improve them and enhance them where we need to.
Yeah. Okay, and this is Health Matters here on Noongar Radio here in Perth, and also on your station wherever you're listening to us. Here's Ted Wilkes, No More Yonga.
No more yonga, yeah. In front of the fire, yeah. No more yonga, yeah. In front of the fire, yeah. No more yonga, yeah. In front of the fire, yeah. No more yonga, yeah. But it's Noongar, man.
Pop rag Noongar,
oh, why'd you look at them all? Pop rag Noongar, oh, why'd you look at them all? Pop rag Noongar, oh, why'd you look at them all? Oh, they got them all. Why'd you look at them? They got the lot. Why'd you look at them? They got the lot. They got the fight. They got the younger, too. Younger too. No more younger,
And this is Health Matters, coming to you from the studios of Noongar Radio here in Perth. And today we're talking about quitting smoking. And joining us now, two of our guests, possibly, Jody or Jen. Why is it important to think about quitting?
Well, Jeff, Jody and I, in our role, cover the whole state, so we talk to a whole lot of smokers, and most of us will say they're thinking about quitting. Well, most of them tell us they're thinking about quitting. But what moves a person from quitting to making a quit attempt, or thinking about it, to quitting? What moves a person from thinking about it to actually making a quit attempt varies greatly. So knowing about health issues can be a big motivator. Cancer Council's done a fantastic job of alerting people to the 16 different cancers that are related to smoking. But smoking also harms every organ in the body, causes diseases that are serious and disabling, like heart disease, stroke, diabetes, chronic lung disease and asthma, and there's a few more. Eye disease, gum disease, low bone density, and complications during and after surgery. Sadly, some people with serious health issues can't give up the smokes, and that's going to make their condition worse. However, for people, knowing you're keeping your family healthy and safe is really important. We've done a lot of work raising people's awareness around secondhand smoke. That's the smoke that people breathe out or comes from the burning end of a cigarette. So if members of your family are exposed to this smoke, they're breathing in tar, nicotine, carbon monoxide and all the other awful things. Kids are really affected by this smoke, and it increases their risk of developing asthma, middle ear disease, poor lung development, chest and breathing illnesses, and things that keep them out of school and interrupt their education. And sadly, the risk of sudden infant death is doubled when kids are exposed to secondhand smoke.
Yeah, okay, some good advice there. Now, recently, we've started hearing about third-hand smoking. Now, perhaps if we can move across to the other microphone there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all live, all happening.
Okay, so, look, people aren't so familiar with this concept, but it's really important to talk about it. Third-hand smoke is the toxic residue from burning tobacco, and this collects in the dust or on surfaces, including your clothes, your hands, in your hair, and it remains after the cigarette's been put out. So these toxins also settle on surfaces like couches, bedding, carpets, and the floor where the little ears might be crawling around and playing. And this residue builds up over time, and it's really toxic. So just thinking about a time when you might have walked into an empty room and you smell stale smoke. No one's there and nothing's burning, but you can smell the smoke. And what you're really smelling is the toxins that are settled on the surfaces. So both second-hand and third-hand smoke are harmful to people, but did you know they affect animals too? Quitline Aboriginal Liaison Team is about to release a new poster raising awareness about second-hand and third-hand smoke being really harmful to pets, because for a lot of us, pets are our family too. And just like some humans, cancers, respiratory conditions, heart conditions occur more often in pets when they come from a household where people smokes. So we're hoping this will encourage people to make a quit attempt, or at the very least, smoke outside.
So interesting information there. Didn't know about that. Well, kind of suspected it, but didn't know there was actually hard evidence of it. And this is Health Matters, coming to you from the studios of Noongar Radio here in Perth. We're talking about quitting smoking, something people always try to do and they're successful, or perhaps they go back but then they have to try and quit again. And what we're going to do now, we're going to hear another song. This one's from local singer Gina Williams.
Okay.
Health Matters come to you from the studios of Noongar Radio in Perth. And today on Health Matters, we're talking about quitting smoking and staying quitted, if that's a word. With the Department of Health here in WA, is committed to encouraging and supporting smokers to quit smoking. With a host of self-help materials and information are available on the Healthy WA website. And joining us in the studios, if you're just tuned in, going to speak to Jody. Now, Jody Hansen, she's from the QALT, and also Jennifer Keane. I'm sure they'll explain the QALT thing, but firstly, how hard is it to quit?
Well, Jeff, for some people, quitting the smokes is easy, but for others, it can be a real struggle. Quitting is different for everyone. So it's just about finding the right motivation for yourself. It might be your family. You want to quit for them and save money, and most of all, to improve your health. So many people have multiple attempts before being successful of quitting. It can take a few attempts to work out what works for you. So this is a normal part of quitting. Most people who have quit the smokes for good have made several serious attempts. So people are most likely to succeed if it is planned. So if they work with a, you know, quitline counsellor or tobacco Aboriginal workers who are available in the community.
Yeah. What about if I'm going to hospital? What happens then?
So if you're a smoker and you're going to hospital, it's really important to discuss this with your doctor or Aboriginal health worker. You will not be able to smoke in the hospital or outside the ground, so that's pretty important to remember that. So if you're a big smoker, you may experience nicotine withdrawal. So, but the people caring for you, they want to make it as comfortable as possible. So you may be able to get nicotine replacement therapy, and that is something that you need to speak to with your doctor whilst in hospital.
Okay, and so why are people more likely to succeed if it is planned?
Well, if you're travelling in an unfamiliar place, it's kind of handy to have a map. And making a quit attempt is just like that. With a map, you're more likely to get to your destination. And like any other behaviour you're trying to change, making a plan helps you stay focused on the task. You probably know about the benefits of quitting, but it's really important to think about the things that might get in your way and stop you from succeeding and work out some strategies. So when you make a plan, it's handy to ask yourself some questions like, what are my main reasons for quitting? What are the benefits to me and my family? What are my main barriers? What are my triggers? Like, you know, is it when I have a coffee in the morning, or is it social situations? What strategies have I got to avoid that smoke? For example, how am I going to deal with nicotine withdrawal? Who are my support people? And the other one that's a real biggie is, who might sabotage me by offering me a smoke? Yeah. And once you've got through those questions, you set a quit date. So you actually put that plan into action. Or you could just call a quitline counsellor and ask to speak to one of the Aboriginal counsellors, and they could work you through the whole process.
Yeah, and a bit of an obvious one, what about reducing the number of smokes?
So for some people, the idea of giving up smokes feels overwhelming, but they may be able to cut down the number of smokes that they have. So it's always better to cut down if you can't give up altogether. Some people can use cutting down to quit as a strategy. They might postpone that first cigarette by a couple of hours, then make it later and later each day. So if you're using this approach, it's still good to have that plan in place. But most importantly, if you cut down or even continue smoking, try never to smoke around your kids because of the secondhand smoke. And we're about to release a new brochure providing some information for people going to hospital soon, so just put that in there as well.
Yeah, okay, some good advice there. Might take another break. And, yes, speaking of smoke, here's the platters with a bit of a problem that you may experience when you happen to be in the company of smokers.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. Oh, I of course replied, something here inside cannot be denied. Someday you'll find all true love are blind. Oh, when your heart's on high, you must be alive. Smoke gets in your eyes. I tried them, then I daily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without.
I cannot hide. Oh, so I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
And that's the Platters on Health Matters, come to you from the studios of Noongar Radio here in Perth. And I'm Jeff Michael, and today on Health Matters we're talking about quitting smoking and staying away from smoking. And in the studios got quite a few experts. In fact, I had to bring in a few more chairs than usual because it's got experts everywhere. And one of those experts is Emily Box from the Cancer Council. Now, Emily, there's a lot going on in these people's lives who want to quit smoking. Do you think they can quit smoking?
Yeah, of course they can. You know, people experience lots of different things in their lives, but regardless of their circumstances, everyone's able to quit. Some just might need more assistance than others. You might remember late last year we shared a video of a story we captured about a Perth woman called Tracy, who's living with bipolar, and she was able to quit in a real downer from her bipolar. She was still able to give up smoking, and I think she's a really good example of somebody that has a complex life and is still able to give quitting a go and succeed. And that was definitely one of the key messages that she was trying to share with people, that if she can do it, then other people can as well. In addition to that, through the work that I do, I spend a lot of time in homeless services, drug and alcohol and mental health services. And when I'm in those services, a lot of people do come up to me and they want to share their stories about quitting because they're really proud that they've been able to quit regardless of the circumstances that they've faced. And I think it's something that people should be proud of. It is a big feat and something that we should celebrate the success of, and that's something we're really lucky to witness at Cancer Council WA, and something that we definitely saw through our latest campaign, which you might have seen on TV, where people are pleading with others to help them quit, called Please Help Me Quit, and that featured 12 Western Australians that have recently quit smoking tobacco.
Mm. So are people from these groups interested in quitting?
I think an assumption that I often hear is that people that are experiencing social disadvantage aren't interested in quitting, and it's the least of their problems. But what we do know is the majority of people want to quit, and regardless of their circumstances, they can do it. The reason I'm spending a lot of time in the services that I mentioned, like mental health and drug and alcohol and homeless services, is because I'm part of a research project in partnership with Curtin University. And as part of this project, I'm talking to people that have really complex lives. They might be experiencing or at risk of homelessness. I'm often hearing from people that they do want to quit, and that they tried to quit in the last 12 months. One of the issues that they're having with quitting is that they may not know about the services that are out there to help them. So, for example, they might not know about Quitline and what Quitline does, so it's hard for them to get support if they need it. And that's why it's really important that both Jen and Jody are here telling people about Quitline so people know what they can do. And that's also why we're working with the community service sector as a point of access for people to get accurate information and support so they can quit smoking.
And I suppose a question for all the experts here in the studio, what programs are in place to help people quit?
Well, Jeff, there's Quitline, so you can actually call them on 137848, and that's a confidential telephone service. For our mob here in WA, who'd like to give Quitline a call, you can access them from Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m, and on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. So apart from the cost of the call, using Quitline is free. So this service now is run out of South Australia, so that's why I gave those times.
Okay. And yeah, I understand that there's a text number as well.
Mm-hmm. So alternatively, they can actually text 0477 765 007 to receive a call back. The Aboriginal counsellor there can call you back on your number So that it saves money and the cost of an expensive call there.
Yeah, and tell us about the counsellors. What can they do to help there?
So at Quitline, they have Aboriginal counsellors. They can listen to your story and have a yarn to see how they can support you on your journey to cut down or quit. These Aboriginal counsellors are qualified in narrative therapy, and so they use that narrative approach, which basically means they use the storytelling and yarning about issues about such as smoking and help you find ways of dealing with it.
Yeah, okay. And this is Health Matters, come to you from the studios of Noongar Radio here in Perth.
Oh, glory fell. Now from the mountains to the How's everyone going, all right?
And there we go, Dan Thornton here on Health Matters. And today we're talking about quitting smoking and staying away from cigarettes. And joining us in the studio, got quite a few experts in the studio. And I suppose a question for all the experts, what other help is there for people to quit smoking?
Well, Jeff, one of the things Quitline Aboriginal Liaison Team does is provide accurate evidence-based information to people. So we have brochures that encourage people to become smoke-free, raise awareness about secondhand smoke, encourage tobacco-free pregnancies and tobacco-free families. And then there's some other brochures that deal with really specific issues like ganja and tobacco and alerting people to that really risky behaviour. And we also are about to release a new brochure of people going into hospital. And this stresses the importance of giving up before surgery and maintaining that quitting post-surgery. And this is really important information for any person. We hope this is going to help people stay out of hospital after their operation with less complications and better healing. I guess the other thing is if you're someone who's dependent on smoking, you may find it harder to quit, so it's really worth having a look at whether nicotine replacement products can help you succeed, because these are going to help reduce withdrawal symptoms. So the whole range of products like patches, gums, lozenges, sprays. Finding the right one for you and getting the right level is really, really important to ensuring this will actually work for you. So talking to your doctor and pharmacist is a good way to go. They can explain about these products and they can make sure that you know, you're physically okay to use them. If you are using those products, make sure you're using them properly. And if you want to check in with the Quitline about that, they're also experts on this. For younger people, I guess, there's free apps like My Quit Buddy, and there's a great one for people who are pregnant called Quit For You and Quit For Two. And there's more online support available, and all of this is free. So that's the Quit Coach, which is a program that's run by Quit Victoria. So just kind of summing that up, if you're thinking about quitting or cutting down the smoke, there's a whole lot of people out there who are ready to help you. Doctors, nurses, chemists, Aboriginal health workers, if you're in hospital, Aboriginal liaison workers, other people who've quit because they're always willing to share a story, and your friendly and family and friends, and finally Quitline.
Yeah, okay, lots of info there as well. And you're listening to Health Matters here on Noongar Radio, coming to you from the studios of Noongar Radio here in Perth.
Over the years, I've had my battles with smokes. My lungs got pretty bad. Sometimes I could hardly breathe. I'm not sure why I smoked, I just did. I wanted to be there for my kids, so I quit. Quitting was tough, I just kept trying. I get to see their smiles every day. Mum and the aunties are pretty happy too. They didn't want me to die from smokes like Dad did. My name is Ted, and family is my story. Don't make smokes your story. For help, download the MyQuit Buddy app, call the Quit Line, or visit Quit Now.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Spoken by Effiona and Arn Youth.
Station sponsor.
And this is Health Matters, and we're talking about quitting smoking today. Now, Jody or Jen, what happens if I quit, or talk any of the experts there, what happens if I quit and then have a smoke?
Well, it's helpful to think about quitting as being a journey, and slip-ups happen. So there's no shame having a slip-up, but try not to let that cigarette lead you back into full-on smoking. Look, you might feel disappointed in yourself, but you should be proud of what you've achieved, because every day you spend smoke-free is helping your health. It helps to think about those slip-ups as an opportunity to learn about what you could do differently next time. And I guess also sometimes life can get pretty overwhelming, and it's really natural to reach for the things that are familiar to you to help you manage that crisis. Working out what triggers you and having other ways to manage those situations can avoid you leading you to taking up those smokes again. And this is also a good time to call your Quitline Aboriginal Liaison Counsellors, because they'll listen to your story. They'll have a yarn with you and see how they can support you and help you to stay on track with that quitting.
Might go for a song now. Here's Mental as Anything.
Don't care what anybody says about you, no, I'm gonna stick to you like super glue. This story's all like something from a horror show. The so-called friends have got it in for you. Let's go to paradise. Let's go to paradise. Let's go to paradise.
Coming to you from the studios of Noongar Radio here in Perth. We're talking about quitting smoking today on the show, and from the Department of Health here in WA is Dishant. And now you've got a bit more info to tell us.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Look, it's been great listening to all the support that's available to people, but I just wanted to give a few reminders where people can go to get some of those apps and other information and assistance with quitting. So firstly, there's our colleagues in the federal government have a national quit campaign, and they've got the Quit Now website, which is www.quitnow.gov.au, and that's where people can go to get the My Quit Buddy app, and also the Quit For You, Quit For Two, which is great for expectant mums. There's also free online support available through Quit Victoria, which is www.quit.org.au, and they have the Quit Coach, which is another free online support program. Also, our colleagues here in the Cancer Council WA at Make Smoking History. It's makesmokinghistory.org.au. They're also available on Facebook and Twitter. and also the Healthy WA website, www.healthywa.gov.au. A lot of this information is available through a number of those websites. Thanks.
Okay, and I've been told that Emily's got some more info to let us know about.
It's probably just reiterating what Dishan said. So on the Make Smoking History website, people can share their stories of quitters and they can read other stories from other people who have been able to cut down and quit, as well as their Facebook page. And if you wanted to get in contact with Cancer Council WA, the number's 13 11 20.
Yeah, and for more info, you can also go to the Healthy WA website for ideas on being able to quit smoking and stay off the cigarettes. And this is Health Matters here on Noongar Radio. Coming to you from the studios of Noongar Radio here in Perth. And I'm Jeff Michael, and joining us in the studio, I've got quite a few experts from the Department of Health, as well as something called the QALT, QALT, as well as the Mental Health Commission as well, and the Cancer Council as well. So they're all here in the studio. Now, Dishan, I understand you've got some more stuff you need to tell us about Make Smoking History.
Thanks, Jeff. Make Smoking History, run by the Cancer Council WA, have a fantastic campaign that's been on the air recently, and I believe will be on the air again soon. It's actually got 12 Western Australian smokers talking about, actually pleading with people to actually not smoke around them and to actually help them to quit. This particular ad has resonated very well with the whole community, and also with the Aboriginal community here in WA. There's also a fantastic national campaign, Don't Make Smokes Your Story, and that's actually also includes a lot of Indigenous talent from Western Australia. There are actually, I think, 6 or 7 Western Australian Aboriginal people that have been involved in that campaign, and if people would like to go online, either onto the www.quitnow.gov.au and find the links there to the national campaign, or we'll actually put it up on our website as well, which is www.health.wa.gov.au. We actually think that those ads are fantastic, and they actually really encourage people about the benefits of quitting, and it shows the variety of reasons that individuals have for giving up the smokes.
Yeah, and also, he's mentioned a phone app as well. Just remind us.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's also available. There are apps available from a number of the websites. So www.quitnow.gov.au has the My Quit Buddy, and also the Quit for You, Quit for Two, and that's really good for expectant mums.
Yeah, okay, and I'm guessing one of the other experts, before we go, got something else just to let us know before we go for today. And
I just think the key for all people that are listening out there that might be trying to quit smoking is, don't give yourself a hard time. And if you're unable to succeed the first time, give it another go and put a plan in place, learn from your past experience and try to avoid that situation that made you take it up again. So I think everybody can do it, and that's the key message of today.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, perhaps before we do go, and yeah.
And just to reiterate on that message too, our quit line is there for you, 137848, and also a text to 0477 765 007, and an Aboriginal counsellor will call you back and have a yarn with you about trying to quit.
And this has been Health Matters, coming to you from the studios of Noongar Radio here in Perth. Hope you've enjoyed the program. Hope there's been some information there that would have or is helping you quitting smoking. Hope to have your company again next week, or next time, right here on this station, Health Matters.